Well, it was, during the war, it was the county seat of Clark County. And he put up a little blacksmith shop there, and Grandpa drank some. Got in a fight, and just picked up and walked off and left it. And went off out there on Buckton and went to work for my daddy. And married Grandma and homesteaded some land just south of that then. Never did move. Raised four boys and four girls. But Granddaddy had no people. Now Granddaddy was my granddaddy, a midwife.
Your granddaddy?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had male midwives.
Did. Delivered lots of babies in this country.
Huh.
Mama talking to some of those people over there, and they said when the first doctors came in, he told me that to quit. And they looked at McClellan and said he delivered two or three of his children and said it. He didn't know what in the world he's gonna do. But he said, he told me, I can't do it, it's against the law now. Mm-hmm. He sure was.
That's the first case of that I've heard of.
Yeah.
Was he the only one in these parts?
Huh?
Was he the only one in these parts, only man who did that?
All I know just what I heard him say, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I know he was. He delivered lots of babies. And I really didn't, well, and he didn't say too much about that in talking with him. He ran away from home and joined the Army when he was 17. At the end of the war, he was discharged away at Vicksburg. Went back and said, I don't know how you got off down in here. That the dog died.
Yes, sir. Did he farm too?
Yeah. That's all he ever did. Built him a log house there. And Granddaddy was pretty well fixed. That is, for that time, he had a good living. But of course, Granddaddy out and all of them did, boy, I don't know anything about them. I don't know nothing about them. I know where the old place is. And them girls, I don't know. One of them married a and I remember seeing her. And they went to Meridian. Well, they lived up there close to Meridian. Then my daddy, had a aunt that used to live right down in yonder, Hewlett. And they went to Meridian. And there was two of them boys, Frank and Albert. And Albert went in the funeral business and Frank went in the furniture business. And old Hewlett furniture store still up there. Still operates, ain't it?